Welcome, everybody, to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. Thank you for tuning in to Uplift. It's the show that helps you uncover and add more joy to your life. Uplift airs on the second and fourth Mondays monthly from 1 to 2 p.m. with your uplifting show host, Jamie Peffer. Jamie is a writer, coach, and joyful living expert. She inspires and empowers others to increase the joy in their lives, and she's eager to share with you tools, techniques, daily practices that cultivate joy and help you raise your consciousness, release limiting beliefs, and learn how to live joyfully. The show is a live show where you can call in with your questions and comments, so please call in at 646-378-0378, and now for your host.
Hi, Jamie.
Welcome, everybody. This is Jamie Peffer. Welcome to Uplift. And if the idea of public speaking sends you running in the opposite way, you're going to really enjoy today's show. I'm very excited to have you here with me today. And like I said, today's show is going to be on confidence and public speaking. I wanted to first start off with some data on public speaking. And before I jump into that, it seems like there is a little bit of technical difficulty. I'm hearing some music still in the background. And I'm sure that my producer will be taking care of that very soon. So I'm just going to go right in with the data that I wanted to talk about. And the data is that public speaking is the number one phobia. 3 out of every 4 people have a fear of public speaking. That is followed by the fear of death, the fear of spiders, the fear of darkness, and the fear of heights. I can really relate to the fear of public speaking because I lived with this fear for many, many years. And it wasn't until recently, within the last 2 years, that I've really conquered this fear, and I'm so excited to have this show today and talk about this topic because it does strike so many people, and I lived with it myself, and I've really overcome it, and public speaking now it's one of my absolute joys. I love doing it. So I want to share some of my secrets and tips for public speaking and self-confidence. Because having self-confidence plays a large role in public speaking. So what I'd like you to do to start is I want you to imagine, just close your eyes for a moment and imagine your boss or if you're an entrepreneur getting an opportunity, maybe the opportunity of your career, but it involves some form of public speaking. I want you to imagine how you feel about that and whether or not you would go through with it. I know for me, for many years, I avoided doing things that would have brought me a lot of joy and a lot of happiness and a lot of personal fulfillment out of a fear of public speaking. I was always a leader growing up, but I still struggled with it, and it was like excruciatingly painful for me. I mean, even starting back when I was in elementary school, there were certain activities that I was asked to do. We had like a little Valentine mailbox program where we sent Valentines between the 3 classes, and I think there were 30 kids per class. And I was asked to be the postmaster. And I actually had people under me, like assistant postmasters. I mean, this was in second grade. And I thought, oh, my gosh, how awesome. But I, like, cowered because I knew I was going to have to speak in front of other people. So this is something that I've lived with for a very long time. I had a similar experience in third grade. I was asked to be Mary Poppins, which was wonderful. But it was so painful for me to get up there that I almost couldn't enjoy it. And what I found today is that through these various tips and tools that I'm going to share with you today, that I love public speaking, especially when it comes to sharing my message with others that I know is part of my purpose. So So my goal for today is to share with you some of the things that have helped me, and also some of the things that, you know, I've done research on this, some of the things that some speaking greats have shared, you know, Tony Robbins and Louise Hay is another one, and just to empower you to know that you're not alone. This is the number one fear that people have is public speaking. And then also, I really want to inspire you to step out of your comfort zone and really just give one of these things a try. If you think that public speaking is going to help fulfill your life, and, you know, whether that's advancing your career or various other ways. And, you know, on that note, speaking and just having self-confidence is so important in daily life. It, you know, it is also, very interestingly, I found that it's the number one fear, but Forbes magazine also quoted it as being the number one way to advance your career. So I just thought, you know, when I read that, wow, you know, think about the opportunity there to set yourself apart from other people. You know, in this global society where we're all just like a tweet or, you know, a click away, a link away, I was actually just reading something that talked about companies and recruitment and candidates for jobs actually starting to use video interviews. I mean, that's incredible. Just think about how many candidates, how much more productive a company could be. But also, you know, on the other side, they have access to so many more people that are around the world. So it kind of makes the competition even more fierce. I think, you know, in terms of being a coach and the other things that I do, of course, I think there's enough room for everyone in the field. But, you know, I do have to look at it in, you know, from a business person's point of view, what's going to set me apart? What makes me different? Because there, anybody can pretty much set up a podcast or a radio show now. Anybody can go on YouTube. So, you know, when I'm making my own videos, it's like, what's going to set me apart from all of the other millions of channels that are out there? And public speaking and having confidence with public speaking and just confidence in general is a surefire way. So I want to welcome you all to the show. I'm very excited. And I have a special guest on today. Her name is Jennifer Allen, and she is a co-trainer of mine in the Creative Insight Journey, which is the Stanford master's degree course that I was trained in that is based on the Stanford master's degree course, Creativity in Business. And it was one of the most popular courses ever taught at Stanford. And Jen and I were both trained in it. So that's something that we both do in terms of coaching. But the reason that I brought Jen on today is that I think, like me, when we were both trained as coaches, as teachers for this Creative Insight Journey class, you know, we had never done anything like this before. So one of the things that Jen did to boost her confidence is she enrolled in a stand-up comedy class. So she's going to talk about that a little bit more and how it helps her develop her confidence. That'll be later on in the show. And one of the things that I did that has helped me tremendously is I enrolled in an organization called Toastmasters. So I'm going to be talking about that a little bit later on in the show as well. So welcome to everyone that's here. And, you know, I'm going to just go back real quick and talk a little bit more about myself and my own experience with public speaking. Because if somebody would have told me that I was going to have a radio show 5 years ago, I would have told them they were crazy. And if somebody would have told me that I would have been giving speeches at Toastmasters, and that I would have signed up for Toastmasters voluntarily, I would have told them they were nuts because I was absolutely petrified of public speaking. And I always had this thing inside of me, you know, that I was a leader and I would always have this voice inside telling me, you got to step up, you know, or nudging me to step up. And I would do it a lot of the time. But like I said earlier, it wasn't comfortable. I would get into such a panic and just this anxiety before I was set to give a speech or any type of speaking that I was called to do with whatever the role was. For example, in high school, I was on the student government. I was treasurer for a year. I was president. I had similar roles like that in my sorority in college. And I wanted to be involved, and I knew that I had things to share, and I knew that it was important for me to give back and to do service, but I just wanted to, hide under the covers when I had to do any type of a speaking role. And then I would watch people who were very talented, and I would just be like, oh, my gosh, I wish that was me. And my husband, actually, is a tremendous public speaker. He just has this natural way about him. He comes across as very confident when he's speaking in front of groups. He gives, speeches and seminars and things in front of hundreds of people, and it would always just blow me away. And at that time, I think when we first met, that was like 11 or 12 years ago, I was really, really pretty shy. So I've changed a lot, and even in the last year, tremendously. And, I shoot videos now, and, but 2 years ago, it was difficult for me to even look at myself in the mirror. So I just want to convey that, I really understand for anyone out there who's struggling with this and has something similar. And I mean, even if you're not petrified of it, but you just know, this is something that I don't feel really confident at, or it's not something that I like jump up to do, but I would really like to, I think that you're really on the right path being here with this show. So, it was interesting when I was pulling together all the resources for this, because confidence and public speaking are really intertwined, and it's kind of like when you have one, you feel more confident. When you have the confidence, you feel more comfortable speaking in public, and when you're speaking in public, your confidence grows. So it's kind of just like this beautiful ascension type of thing. So, fast forward to today for me, I've given 2 speeches in the last 4 months through Toastmasters, and I've won Best Speaker for both. And I don't tell you that to boast. I tell you that because this is an amazing club. And I tell you that because it goes to one of the secrets, I think, of public speaking for me, which is preparation and practice. Those are 2 secrets, preparation and practice. And I did prepare and I did practice for both, but that isn't where my public speaking career started. I'll get into a little bit more about that when I talk about Toastmasters a little bit more. But, I was asked to, or I had the opportunity to go and speak at Detroit Diesel this Wednesday, and I jumped at the chance. I can't wait. And I'm going to be talking about public speaking. And the reason that I jumped at the chance is that I'm a creator. So whether it's writing, creating scripts for the radio, creating, articles, blogs, posts, shooting videos, creating a speech, it's all very similar and related stuff, and it brings me such tremendous joy. And also, it's a way for me to give back. It's a way for me to connect with people on such a much more vast level. So, I'm just thrilled. I'm thrilled, and I'm thrilled to have this radio show. And it wasn't always that way. And I know I said I mentioned Tony Robbins and Louise Hay, and, just tremendous people that are at the top of their game. But I think that I had a really mind-blowing experience the first time I heard Tony Robbins share that, the power of habit in his daily life and the fact that he prepares tremendously for his speeches. And, listening to You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay for the first time was absolutely amazing, and listening to her talk about some of her practices, which I include in my secret tips today, mirror work and affirmations, and the fact that she would walk down the streets of New York City and say in her head, I am beautiful and everybody loves me. That's amazing, and it tells us that they didn't, nobody starts out being this stellar superstar public speaker that you see, all over the place today. They did not start out that way. Every single person started out with a single step and took all of those steps to get to where they are today. I didn't start out doing radio, and I didn't start out doing, winning speeches. In fact, I've had many speeches where I completely bombed. Even in college and high school, like speech was, I just avoided it. And I think that the thing that changed for me, what finally got me out of this fear of public speaking and propelled me forward, was when I finally felt like the pain of avoiding public speaking, which I knew was part of my life path, the pain of that was greater than the pain that I projected I would feel at the speech. Because I think so many people avoid things because we're avoiding pain. And that's a natural human tendency. It's okay. You know, I think I beat myself up for a while when I avoided things like that, because I felt like the shame thoughts would come in, and it was like, why didn't you just do that? You could have done it. You really missed out. But the truth is that that negative voice isn't helping anything, and it is a natural human tendency to avoid pain. So if that's where you're at, you know, give yourself some compassion, because it's natural. For me, I finally got to the place where it was the next step outside of my comfort zone. So, you know, I really hope that you glean some tips and tools and secrets from me today and from my guest, Jen. And for any new listeners that are listening, I just want to welcome you and, you know, briefly just tell you I'm Jamie Pfeffer, and I am the host of the show. And maybe this is my 8th or 9th episode, so I'm fairly new at this. But I am an award-winning speaker and a creative insight journey coach, and I wear various hats, a happiness coach as well. And what I really do, what my passion is helping men and women who, you know, have had a spiritual awakening or just go-getters. They really want to advance their career, and they're living consciously, but they're still riding this wave between, you know, uncertainty and fear, and then joy and peace. And they're just kind of on this wave of up and down. I really like to help those people find consistent joy and peace. And I have a book called Uplift, and it's also been created. I've created an 8-week program that I share powerful daily habits to really create this consistent joy and peace. And it's, you know, every week builds on the next. And it's amazing. So if you're interested in any more information about that, I encourage you to check out my website. That is jamiepfeffer.com, J-A-I-M-E, Pfeffer, which is P-S-E-F-F-E-R.com. And I love connecting with my listeners. I would love to help you. I have a newsletter sign up. You can get a free audio meditation of mine right now. Meditation is one of my favorite practices. If you've been listening, you know that. And, you know, I don't have it in today's show, but all of the things that I talk about in Uplift, all of those practices, which also includes meditation, all of those things go toward building confidence and self-esteem and helping with public speaking. So the next thing that I wanted to talk about is, you know, so what can you do to build your self-esteem and to feel more confident speaking? And I just created an article yesterday for a friend of mine, and it is 8 secrets for boosting self-confidence. So some of the things that I've already talked about, and the first one on my list is doing mirror work. And I mentioned this earlier, this was a practice I learned about through Louise Hay, and who is just an amazing self-help guru. And all you're going to do is, you know, every morning, go into your bathroom or wherever your mirror is, and you're just going to say, you're going to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I love you. And, you know, this may feel strange to some of you. To some of you, it may seem like, oh, that's not a huge deal. Either way, that's great. It's a very powerful exercise. I've been doing it for about 2 years. I've heard from many other people that do it as well. And I know for me, I had a really hard time doing this on day one. And I think it probably took me about 2 weeks to even feel comfortable looking myself in the eye and saying, I love you. So, you know, keep with it. It builds amazing, you know, it's just an amazing self-love practice. And it will get you comfortable with yourself. It's going to get you comfortable looking at yourself and accepting yourself. And I would say start off with I love you and then saying your name and then maybe add on, you know, I love you, I accept you, and then you're beautiful. And it was amazing what this did to me. You know, if you think of a garden, it's kind of like watering the garden and giving the garden this nurturing. And, you know, it didn't take long for me to start seeing amazing results and to just have this pep in my step and to really feel more confident. So along with the mirror work, the second thing I talk about with boosting self-confidence is using affirmations. You know, you can do these by themselves, you know, or I really encourage you to do them out loud. I think that there is something that happens when you start to say them out loud. And affirmations are positive ways of speaking and include anything from, you know, I'm gorgeous, everybody loves me, I am comfortable and calm in social situations, or I feel at ease with groups of people, or it can be anything pertaining to, you know, whatever you're working on in your life. For me, when I first started writing, it was like, I'm a great writer. You know, my ideas come across clearly. Or, you know, you can really tailor it. With public speaking, you can tailor it. I'm calm and confident when I give a speech. That's a great one. And the reason that affirmations work is really related to confidence. And confidence, you know, it's interesting. I didn't even really know what confidence was. You know, it was kind of like when I was researching the data for this show and having that pulled together. What is confidence? You know, it's like we know people who are confident. We see them. We see, you know, they kind of have this magical quality about them, and they seem to own the room. And, you know, I'm not talking about arrogance, but, you know, they hold themselves a certain way, and they have this certain energy that's magnetic. You want to be around them. You know, their positivity, their positive energy is contagious. You're drawn to them. You know, I can think of some famous people with confidence. Bill Clinton comes to mind. And you want to be the, you want to be around that. But it was like, how can I actually put this into words? Like, I know what it feels like to be confident, but what is it? And it doesn't surprise me, but, you know, the definition of confidence is really believing in yourself. That's what it is. It's your own belief in yourself. So the reason that affirmations help with developing confidence is that, you know, your beliefs are really just thoughts that you continue thinking over and over and over again. And that's why beliefs can be changed. So affirmations are such a great place to start, because you will start changing your beliefs when you start using affirmations. So, yeah, and then the next item that is on my list for, you know, these tips for self-confidence and public speaking is to visualize. And here's another one that some people will dismiss right away, but I have had a lot of success with it, and I know, you know, famous athletes visualize. Visualization came out of NASA. So, you know, the space program was using this. And, you know, Louise Hay, I could go on and on with countless examples. I think that visualization is being used more and more. And if you haven't had a chance to sign up for my newsletter, I encourage you to do so, because one of the things that you get right now is my visualization meditation. And it's a meditation. It's not a releasing, it's not necessarily a stress-releasing meditation, but it's designed for you to listen to early in the morning in your day so that you can visualize the type of day that you want to have. So, you know, if you take time every day to close your eyes and visualize yourself as confident and at ease, and I would love it if everyone can just take a moment, you know, it's been about 20 minutes, take a moment and close your eyes, and I really want you to try to call up the feeling of confidence. Think of the last time that you felt confident and really just sink into that feeling. And if you're not used to doing something like this, it's probably going to take you a few times, But this is something that you can incorporate into your life today in just seconds to build your confidence and to really set you up for public speaking success. Calling up that feeling of confidence. And after you do that for a while, you will be able to call up that feeling on a moment's notice. I mean, imagine being getting ready for a speech, and that's called anchoring. So imagine getting ready for a speech and being able to call up that feeling of confidence right before you take the stage. That's the type of thing that you can get when you visualize and you actually focus and plan and do things like anchoring. So visualization, you know, picture yourself walking into wherever you're going to be speaking. Or, you know, maybe you're at this point, you're not even thinking about public speaking. Maybe you just don't feel comfortable in social situations. I can really relate to that. That is the start of getting to being confident with public speaking. It starts, you know, it's always a different place for every single person. Everyone's going to start somewhere differently. And for me, it was, I wasn't even really comfortable around groups of people, even if I wasn't speaking. I just didn't feel comfortable. So one of the first things I did is I would visualize myself walking into situations where there were going to be a lot of people. Or, you know, I've always pushed myself to take classes, but I was never comfortable on the first day. So I would visualize myself being comfortable. Or, you know, after the first class went by, maybe I would get nervous for the second class, you know, a little bit less nervous, but maybe still nervous. And I would just visualize myself the morning of that class walking into the room confidently, you know, with my shoulders back and my head held high and just feeling and exuding confidence. And on that note, another tip that I want to share about confidence boosting and public speaking skills and tips, there is a fabulous TED Talk by Amy Cuddy where she talks about something called power poses. And she's a social psychologist. And what she found, it's kind of a lengthy story, but she teaches at Harvard Business School. And what she and her co-researcher found is that there were certain people in their classes who weren't confident, even though they noticed weren't confident, even though they knew that these individuals were smart. And they noticed that it tended to be the women and the non-white males. And what the two of them noticed also is that these individuals who were less confident tended to sit in positions and stand, and their body language was in more of a hunched position. So they weren't taking a confident power pose as opposed to the white male, I would say, it sounded like was the majority of what they deemed as being confident. And what they did is they did a series of research experiments where they had the subjects pose in certain powerful ways. So one of them is putting the hands behind the head and like stretching the elbows out and actually putting your feet up. And another one is just really having your shoulders back and your chest forward and your chin up. And they found that when people did this for 2 minutes straight, it actually altered the testosterone in their brain and made them feel confident even when they weren't. So that's another tip that I have on my list for today. And that is really, truly, fake it until you make it. And, you know, it's funny, Amy Cuddy, I just watched another video with her where she's talking about this phenomenon because this video has been very, very popular. And she said that some of the research participants were like, well, what are you supposing that we do? Are you saying that we should be doing this before we give a, you know, before we go in for a job interview? How could we do these types of things? And she said, no, but try to incorporate it in your day more. And, you know, if you need to pop into the bathroom before your next speech or before your interview and do this for 2 minutes, do it because it's working. And I do it. And I don't do it enough, so this is a really good reminder for me to do that. I'm actually going to do it before my speech on Wednesday. I've not done it before a speech today. But even just, like, putting my shoulders back, I'm doing it right now. I feel much more confident. And Amy Cuddy has heard from, you know, famous violinists, who's the one that says he does it before every concert, and has had this drastic positive impact on his performances. So that's another thing that you can do. You know, stand up straight. smile and do that for a minimum of 2 minutes. Another thing that you can do is, you know, stop the critical voice. I think that, and for this piece, I also want to bring in another secret of mine, which I can see it so clearly now in hindsight. But what I was doing personally with the public speaking is I was allowing the fear to dominate me. I was like, I was just cowering. And what I was doing is I was giving my own power away to the fear. So I wasn't living in my power. And it's so interesting with the research that Amy Cuddy did, because she actually talks about the non-confident people and their, you know, how they're sitting and how they're standing and whether they're hunched over. And she said that she actually described it as a the body language of being powerless. And I was like, wow, that is so related to exactly what I used to do, which was give my power away. Like, I let this fear and the event have power over me. And I can see it very clearly. And the other piece for me is that I needed to get to the point where I did not attach my self-worth to the outcome of a speech or what somebody else thought of me or getting the job advancement or having a radio show or whether or not an article of mine was turned down. Because I think my confidence for a very long time hinged upon placing my self-worth outside of me, if that makes any sense. And then it was like, once I got that concept, it was like, wow, you know what? I actually have a choice here. I have a choice. You know, I can step back and I can say, even though in the moment it can seem just so debilitating, I would say to myself, how important is this? You know, how important is this? If I bomb this speech, does it mean that I'm a bad person? Like, truly? And of course the answer is no. Of course it doesn't mean that. But in my head, for so long, I would let this critical voice go on and on and on with just a negative talk. And I think, you know, this is something that I teach in the Creative Insight Journey. This negative voice, how to become aware of it, and how to detach from it. Because I didn't know for so long that I am not this critical voice. This critical voice is just one part of me, and I have the power to disengage with this critical voice. I have the power to not let this critical voice run my life and my beliefs. And it isn't something that happens overnight, but it is something that anybody can learn. And, you know, if somebody would have told me that, I would have thought, oh, yeah, right, you know, you don't know me. You don't know, you know, I can't do it, or I've suffered with depression and anxiety my whole life. You don't know, you know, or maybe it works for her, but this isn't going to work for me. I'm telling you guys, this stuff works. It works, and it's amazing, and it's helped me transform my life, and that's why I'm sharing it with you. I hope, you know, if there's even one person on this call or on this show that is relating or resonating to any of this, then, you know, I have met my primary purpose for today. So, you know, that's amazing. You know, some of the other public speaking secrets that I wanted to talk about, you know, a lot of times we hear about, you know, making eye contact, and I mentioned preparation, so important. I still don't prepare as much as I would like to. But one of the things that I've learned with preparation is I kind of got like a life hack, and it was like a gift to the universe. I stumbled upon, or the universe gave me access to someone who, his name is Jim Quick. He is an incredible memory coach. And I found out about Jim, and I learned some of his techniques, and I haven't had to prepare as much as I would have before meeting him, because I've found ways to memorize speeches without notes in very, very short amounts of time. So if anyone has a problem with memorization, I highly recommend. His name is Jim Quick. He's doing amazing things globally, and you can search for him online. His last name is K-W-I-K. And one of the other things is something that I call C's, and this is something that is from my book, Uplift, that we focus on during one of the weeks. And it's C's, S-E-E, and it stands for self-esteem enhancers. And these are activities that you incorporate into your daily routine that build your self-esteem. So it can be anything as like, you know, following through on yearly doctor's appointments for yourself. That builds your self-esteem. You're telling yourself, you're showing yourself, I'm important, my health is important, and it's important for me to get well checked. Doing things like getting massages, getting your nails done, you know, any type of self-love activity fits under here. The mirror work fits under here. Because doing things that enhance your self-esteem, boost your confidence, it makes you feel good about yourself, and it helps you grow. And the bottom line is, at least for me, if I'm not growing, I'm dying. I truly believe that. I don't believe that there's a middle place. And I believe that I am here to continually grow and just, you know, to live my primary purpose, which is to live joyfully and to share that knowledge with other people through various forms and to inspire them and just really empower them and show them that they can do the same thing. You know, we all have these opportunities available to all of us. So in my book, I talk about keeping, one of the things that we do is, you know, I help the students keep track of these daily habits every day in a list, and then they share it with another person. And there's different categories on the list. And one of the categories is self-esteem activities. So, you know, some days, and for some people, it's as simple as flossing your teeth. You know, somebody that doesn't floss their teeth regularly starts flossing their teeth, that's a big deal. That's boosting your self-esteem. You're showing that you're worth it. For other people, you know, it might be going and giving a talk in front of 500 people. We always need to be growing. We always need to be stepping outside of our comfort zone. And that's another secret to public speaking success. Like, I'm not going to choose to just stay where I'm at and just get, like, complacent and comfortable. It's up to me to always continue my growth. So, you know, right now I'm doing the radio show and I'm doing a couple speeches, but I'm going to keep going with the speech track with Toastmasters, which is an awesome organization. I don't think that I'm going to have enough time to really talk about it today, but I cannot say enough positive things about it. It's been incredible for me. And it's an international organization that's been around for 90 years. And I think there are something like 366,000 members worldwide. It's incredible. I have been a member. I couldn't get in at first because we had a freeze. My club is a big club. It's a great club. We have 50 people. And I wasn't able to get in, but anybody can go as a guest, and you can participate in what is called table topics. And table topics are impromptu speeches. And I did my first table topic last December, so it hasn't even been a year. And I was absolutely petrified. What happens is you raise your hand, and there's somebody who has a general idea of, or they have topics that they've chosen, but you don't know what the topic is. And you go up to the front of the room, and you don't open your paper until you get up in front of everybody, and then you speak on the topic for 2 to 3 minutes. It was petrifying, and I bombed it. I bombed, like, the first four that I did, but I will tell you, every single one of them got easier. I got more and more comfortable doing it, and it was such a great foundation for me to actually go and to give my first prepared speech in Toastmasters. In Toastmasters, they, you know, you go through speeches 1 through 10. Speech 1 is an icebreaker. You talk about yourself, and it's amazing. You know, it's such a safe, comfortable environment. Everybody there has done exactly what the new members are doing, and we all get it. And you get constructive feedback, and you just get this awesome support, and there's mentors, and then you get to watch other people grow, and you watch yourself grow, and it's tremendous. It's had a tremendous impact on my ability, you know, just in everything that I'm doing, in the speaking, and I'm so excited and feel so much more comfortable. So that is a little bit about Toastmasters. And along with Toastmasters, there is another route that I've heard of more and more people going with improving their public speaking skills and gaining confidence, and that is improv comedy or a stand-up comedy class. So that is the reason that I have my wonderful guest, Jennifer Allen, on today. She is a co-trainer with me, not a co-trainer. We each train in the Creative Insight Journey class, which is the Stanford master's degree program that I talked about earlier. And we went through this coaching together, and she's amazing. And I would have never guessed from hearing her talk that she was ever not confident. I would have never guessed that. And I've heard that same thing. I've heard people say that to me as well. So I just want to say, you know, I think everybody probably grapples with this at some time in their life, and there is a way that you can strengthen your public speaking skills. So I'm really happy to have Jennifer Ashley on with me today. Jennifer is from South Florida, and she currently lives in Fort Lauderdale. She is a certified Creative Insight Journey teacher, a conscious event host and developer, and a self-proclaimed warrior goddess. Jennifer's own deep-seated passion for self-discovery led her down the path to becoming a coach to guide others to ignite their inner flame of creativity. Woo! So welcome, Jennifer. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm excited to be here.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And we're thrilled to have you. So I wanted to have you on because you took the other route, another route, I should say, and you took a stand-up comedy class. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So can you Can you talk a little bit about, you know, why you took the class to start with, and then, you know, just how the class was and what it was like? You know, if pretend that nobody has ever taken a stand-up comedy class, which I know I haven't. So, you know, just talk from there.
Okay, sure. Yeah, it was something I'd wanted to do for several years, and they did it at the local Hard Rock Improv here, and I, you know, kept looking for classes, and it was something that really terrified me. And so finally I just got to a day I thought was opening, a class was opening, and it was starting the next week. I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to do it. So I just jumped in and signed up and paid for the class. I'm like, okay, I got to do it now. So they prepared us for 6 weeks. We had an actual stand-up comedy coach, and we'd go every week and practice our set. And I began feeling more and more confident, but it, actually on like, the week before the actual event, we have our graduation where there was me and a total of 10 other stand-up comedians, you know, amateurs, and we had our graduation where we performed in front of a live audience. And
wow,
up until the week prior, I was, you know, feeling pretty good, but right when that, you know, that week came, I was like, oh, I was beginning to get terrified. And that voice that you were talking about earlier, that negative voice, started honing in on me, you know, telling me I couldn't do it, that I wasn't going to be funny, nobody would laugh. And
right.
I was very close to backing out. But some of those tips that you were saying, that's exactly what I did. Like, I looked in the mirror, I told myself how amazing I was, I'm beautiful, people, you know, want to see you succeed, and just, you know, kept pepping myself up. And finally, you know, I did it, and I performed in front of, you know, my family and my friends. Some of my students were there, so that was a big push for me. So I'm like, okay, here I am telling my students, you know, be your best self, seek your creativity, and, you know, be that courageous self. And I couldn't back out. So that was a big motivating factor for me as well, to just do it. And I did it, and people laughed, and it went really, really well. And it was terrifying, but oh my gosh, it was so worth it. And I definitely recommend it because it's definitely helped boost my self-esteem. And actually that night after I came home from the show, I got an email asking to do another, to do a talk with a group of women at a spa in December for this big event. So I was really excited. I'm like, wow. So it's, you know, when the universe puts something out for you to do and you take that risk and you take that plunge and you actually do it, it rewards you with the things that you want to do. Because I'm not, you know, planning on being a stand-up comedian, but having that those tools that I learned in this process, like in my back pocket, is just, I know, going to help me in all the talks that I do.
Absolutely. Yes. That is such a good point. You know, like I was saying earlier, there's so many benefits that you can get from it. And, you know, not just the career, even in my day-to-day life. I mean, you know, I have daughters, they're in school, just even in communication. And, you know, not to mention with coaching and teaching and, you know, I think it's just, I know for me, one of the final straws for me with avoiding public speaking was when my daughter was in preschool, they had an opportunity for like a room mom. And I was a stay-at-home mom at that time. That's what I did. And I love being involved. She's my oldest daughter, the first one in preschool. And I wanted to do it, and I was, like, in until I found out that they had to give a speech in front of the parents at Parents' Night. And I backed out. I did not do it. And that is the only reason. And that was probably, like, 1% of, you know, all of the role. And, you know, I missed out. And, you know, I didn't need to beat myself up, but I just said, I remember looking at my husband that night and saying to him, I'm not going to let this do this to me, you know. And I mean, that was several years ago, so it took some time.
Right, now you're on a radio show.
So it took some time, you know. But can you talk a little bit about what it was like having a coach that you worked with on a weekly basis?
Absolutely. So the first week, we all got a chance to be on stage, and I think that was even a confidence booster because we were standing there where. You know, I had seen the Wayne brothers perform up there. I had seen Charlie Murphy pull up. Comedians that had actually been on the stage. And now here I was behind the mic. You know, it was just the students in there. There wasn't an audience. But just to stand on there and be in the, you know that I'm in the presence of greatness. It's like, oh, you know, they were up there. I'm up here too. That just, you know, boosts me even higher. And So that night, we'd go home, we wrote our set, you know, he said, just write, and don't worry about trying to be funny, just write. So that was also a big help. And one thing he said to me that stuck with me was that, you know, the people are coming here, they want to laugh, they want you to do well. They're not coming here to say, oh, I want this person to fail. Like, no, they're paying money, buying a ticket, and they want you to succeed. So these people are here to support you, you know, they're not. Very few people, I think, are out with an vendetta, you know, trying to want to see somebody
Absolutely.
Fail.
Absolutely.
That was a big takeaway for me. Like, you know, people want me to succeed. They want me to be funny. So they're going to support me in that.
And I think the courage it takes to go up there is incredible. It's incredible. You know, I think people are really rooting for very courageous people. You know, I know when I went up for the table topic, like I was talking about earlier with Toastmasters, there were members who've been there for years that were like, wow, you're really brave. I would never do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. I was just thinking when you were talking, you know, having a coach, I don't know. I joined Toastmasters. You know, I've talked about a couple things, but I actually had a really defining moment where when I first started meditating, I had this meditation and all of this stuff came, like, was revealed to me. I knew I was going to go to Toastmasters. This was, like, 2 years ago. So I didn't have any of this stuff. I was a stay-at-home mom, and I knew I actually had a vision of myself speaking on a stage in front of, like, hundreds of people. And at that time, I had a hard time making eye contact with people when I would pass them in the grocery store. So for me to have this vision, it was like, you've got to be kidding me. But Toastmasters kept coming up. The universe kept bringing it in front of me. And I finally was like, I got to go and check this out. And my husband was just like, wow, Jamie, because he knew. I mean, my husband is so confident and comfortable in just being around people, and that's always what he's done. And I spent so many years in the early part of our marriage turning down his invitations to networking events, to dinner parties, to, you know, awesome, amazing vacations because I was shy and felt uncomfortable in front of groups of people. And I missed out on so much. So he was like, wow, that's great, babe. You know, you're going to Toastmasters? That's awesome. But I was going to say, you know, for some people, if you don't have the inner – you know, I don't know if I would have had the motivation to stay with it without that. And also, you know, I told my husband to kind of hold myself accountable because when you speak out, when you speak up about something that you're going to do, you know, you're more apt to hold yourself to
it. All the difference, yes.
So, you know, when you have a coach, they expect you there every week. And I mean, not that they're going to come down on you if you're not, but like you said, your students, you knew that your students were going to be there and you had to follow through. You had to. You know, I'm sure that you, I mean, I know you well, and I bet that you're also the kind of person who, you're not a quitter. I know you're not a quitter, you know. So you just, you knew, you know, you did it, and how amazing. The other thing I was going to talk to you about, or that you mentioned, that really struck me that I wanted to get across is that just like anything else, confidence and public speaking confidence is a practice, and it is a daily practice. That is the number one thing that I heard through in looking into Tony Robbins stuff, and that's like the theme of my book is these daily practices because, you know, a lot of people talk about certain things being like a muscle. So, you know, if you, I mean, I do free weights 3 times a week with my arms. And if I were to stop doing that, you know, for 6 weeks and then go back to it, I wouldn't be able to get to the level that I'm at now with, you know, what I do. You know, I do like 3 sets of 20 each. And I've found that public speaking or teaching or whatever it is, if I don't stay in it, and stay with it and, you know, practice it. It's like exercise that that muscle weakens, you know, and I don't feel as comfortable anymore. So, you know, that's awesome that you talked about getting asked to do another speech. The reason that, you know, with Toastmasters, I'm going to do the 10 speech track and then I'm going to use the speaking because if I don't use the speaking, I don't want to lose it. It's like and I don't think I'll ever be the way that I was, but, you know, I'm learning things like I'm sure you did. Like, I'm sure you guys got a foundation like the first week, and then every week on, you were learning techniques, and you may have even learned like more advanced techniques down the road.
Right. And the practice, I always assumed, you know, the comedians go up there and they just nail it. You know, they don't have to practice, but no, this one thing that he beat in our head, you have to practice. Stand in front of the mirror, film yourself, say it over and over and over until you get the right pitch, you know, the right tone. And it takes, so that's what I did. I just stood in front of the mirror looking at myself and just went through my comedy routine over and over and over
again.
That's
great. That's awesome. Yeah, I think that is one of the biggest myths in terms of, like, I never thought about it in terms of comedians, but, you know, motivational speakers, just famous people, they aren't born that way. They are not born that way. It's, you know, you see them now, but you didn't see the 10 years of grueling work that they put in, you know, and they're like considered an overnight success. But, you know, and I think that's true with any area, but, you know, the practice. And I know for me, like when I first started the mirror work, I was afraid to even look at myself in the mirror. I mean, it was just weird. Well, not weird, but like, I don't know. I had such a low self-worth. It was uncomfortable. And now, you know, I shoot videos, but I didn't, like, go from doing the mirror work one day to being comfortable shooting videos the next day. Like, it was all little steps and a continual advancement to get to where I am today. And I'm doing things today that are going to put me, you know, on a path to do bigger things in the future, you know? So it's such a practice. And, you know, with those self-esteem things, like, I know for me, I can tend to isolate. Like, that was my default setting, I think, before I really had, like, this transformation in my life. I would get into isolation. And I know that I need to set up certain things in my life to make sure that I don't get there. You know, I have a coach. I have, you know, other mentors in my life. I'm in a women's coaching group that actually just ended. And we were talking about this on the call. It's like, I'm not going to have that call next month. So I need to put something else into play, because I need that accountability. I need that to keep me going. That's why I like to take classes and continually be learning things, because if I don't, I could fall back into that, you know, stagnation and fear and uncertainty, and then the next thing you know, it's like my critical voice has kind of like taken over my life. So, and it's much harder to get out of that voice, I think, and back into the positive and to just keep the momentum of the positive going. I mean, I don't know.
No, absolutely. You keep feeding the positive intuition voice.
Yeah.
Starving the negative voice.
Yeah. Yep. So I did have one question. We're running out of time, but I had one question from one of my students who said that her biggest thing with public speaking is emotion. She gets very emotional when she's speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't able to call in, so I wasn't able to ask, like, real specifics. But, you know, when I was thinking about it, it really struck me as, you know, I was thinking about when I first started telling my story, like, you know, the depression and the anxiety and, like, the first time I told it. Now it's, like, so comfortable because I've probably said it 1,000 times. You know, I just had a lot of practice. So, you know, I think it's going through that healing. I had to go through and heal and really, you know, I had to come to the awareness that I had depression and anxiety. I don't even think that I knew it, you know.
Right.
So,
no, yeah,
anyways,
I
do you have any
agree.
Thoughts on... Yeah.
I agree with the practice because initially I had a set that I was doing for my comedy show, but there was still too many triggers there for me to really be comfortable doing it. So I totally changed it up like the week before and did some, I actually ended up talking about my coaching and the experience, you know, the funny experiences that I've went through with that. And so I just went, oh, practice, and did it until I was completely comfortable and didn't have to worry because I'm very emotional too. Like I'll see a 10-second commercial on the TV and start tearing up. Like it's just,
wow.
I get very emotional as well. So to just practice, get comfortable with it. And like, it's almost like you're telling a story, you know, and it doesn't have those emotional triggers that set you off whenever you're speaking about it. So just getting comfortable with it and practicing it, looking in the mirror, all those things to really get into it and not let it affect you.
Awesome. That's awesome. Thank you. Wow.
And deep breathing. And deep breathing,
yeah.
That's the other thing. Because I know whenever I get ready to speak, like before this class, I was before this radio show, I was doing deep breaths. Because whenever I get anxious and nervous, you know, your heart starts beating. I get this, you know, this tightness in my chest, and you want to do those short, shallow breaths. Well, that's triggering your mind, the flight or fight, you know, response. So if you take those deep breaths and inhale all the way down to the bottom of your lungs, it triggers your body to know I'm safe, you know, I'm comfortable, I have plenty of air. So it just helps, it calms me down. So that's the other thing I really like.
Absolutely. Yes. Mm. I used to have panic attacks, so I get it.
Yeah.
So that's so wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Jen. This is so helpful. And again, I just want to say this is Jennifer Ashley, and her website, if you'd love to learn more about her or maybe ask her some questions about the stand-up comedy class that she took, is www.thejenniferashley.com.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Jen. It was so helpful.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate
Absolutely. Yeah, and as we close up, we've got a little bit more than a minute left. I just want to say again, you know, public speaking secrets, a lot of them really aren't secrets. Practice is so important. I find videotaping myself really helpful, and I watch those videos, and it's easy for me to watch them now. At first, I flinched, you know, and I mentioned my husband earlier, who's a tremendous public speaker. He says to me, wow, I can't believe you can watch yourself on video like that. I've never been able to do that, which really blew my mind. And that goes to another piece of, you know, just another really important thing to remember, that everybody has these feelings. I mean, I don't know if everybody, but I would say almost everybody. The fact that public speaking is, you know, 3 out of every 4 people, it's the number one fear, is just amazing. And I think even just knowing that helps us to feel more comfortable, give ourselves a break, you know. Don't attach or try not to attach the outcome of anything to your self-worth, because you are worth it and you are beautiful. And a self or a speech doesn't provide that. Thank you for joining me, and I will see you soon.